This is the commentary for my friend's mom sneaks into the guest room for some late night fun by Lich the Creator. I think that's how it's pronounced. I'm not quite sure. Hopefully I didn't mess up the pronunciation. Oh, so this is funny. Well, not funny, funny. When I was listening during playback and editing this, I had so much trouble because there was this droning sound that kept appearing, and there was this guy's voice that appears at some point. And when I listen through my computer, I don't hear any of that, but when I listen through my headphones, I hear all of it. So, I mean, there are people who are not going to hear any of that. But it was so bad that I was not even going to post the audio. I was just going to scrap it. I was upset because I wasted a whole night making it, and like I edited the whole thing, and then I was doing playback for the entire audio after I edited it at all, and I'm like, nope, I can't post this. So this morning I decided that I was just gonna make a big enough disclaimer on it, and I was gonna make sure to say that I'm gonna do what I can to prevent stuff like that from happening in the future. Although, I don't know where that guy's voice came from. That's impossible. And I just posted it and hope for the best. Well, hope for the best as in I wanted people to still trust that I made quality audios, because I didn't want them to think that that's a reflection on me and making it seem like I'll just put anything up, because that's not how I am. So yeah, I was worried about it. But this audio has done better than any of my audios have in months. So, I don't know what to make of that. Actually, no. I know why. It's the whole MILF thing. And the whole older woman and friend's mom thing. And I'm good at those roles. I know I am. So, there you go. Plus, they're popular. And I like doing those roles. I like doing the gentle F-dom and like getting to be sweet and caring, but still in a domineering way. Because I am domineering. So it's a good role for me. And they always do well. But I don't do too many of them because I don't want to do, like, I don't want to fall into a box and have the whole typecast thing. And I know I've already done that with some things, like rape audios, cuckolds, various things. And that's okay, but the MILF stuff scares me the most, just because I don't want to be put in a box as, I don't want people to see me as like, oh, you know, this is a mature woman who does, you know. No, I don't want to be seen like that. I want to play characters who are all sorts of ages, a whole range, nothing younger than 18, but you know, 18 to any age. So that's why I've tried not to do too many of the MILF things, because I don't want to be put in that box. I want people to be able to imagine me being any age. That's the big reason. So even though they do so well when I do them, I think the majority of my most popular audios, I have a list of them, they're all the mommy dom, MILF, they're all in that genre. So I really could just like only do that, and then, you know, I'd always be at the top of the charts, but I'm not gonna do that. And I like performing a whole variety of stuff. I like doing different characters. I like doing a whole bunch of stuff. As you've all noticed, I play all sorts of characters. And I like the versatility, diversity, and all that. So, yeah. So I'm glad I didn't scrap this one. I'm really glad I didn't end up doing that. And I just went ahead and posted it. And it's funny because all the ones that I've just said, okay, I'll just post it, those are the ones that have always done the best. Like, there was the tomboy one that I did with the runner. Oh, you're Oh, the tomboy athlete gives you a massage. I can't remember what it was. Or you massage her. I don't remember now. I'm so bad with titles. I'm so sorry. I always talk about this. I suck at titles. Anyway, that one is the best. That one is the most popular of every single audio I've ever done on GWA. And I wasn't going to post it. I was going to scrap it. I actually had people beta listen to that one. And I haven't had people do that with very many audios, not for GWA. And so I had to have people beta listen because I'm like, can I even put this on GWA? And of course, that was my most popular audio ever. And that was one of the only times when I had somebody beta listen to. So it's funny. I do have people beta listen for my Patreon stuff just because I get nervous when, you know, it's all me. You know, it's not a script fill. It's my own work. And so, I don't know. I get self-conscious and I'm like, is this good? I can't tell. I don't know. Because it's not like I found the script offer and I had, you know, 100 upvotes or something. No, this is, I don't know. Is this good? Is it bad? I have no frame of reference. So, yeah. I've never had anyone say that it's bad, though. So, I don't know if I should even bother. Because I don't know if anyone's going to say to my face, yeah, that's not that good. I should probably talk more about the content of the audio, though. This woman trying to get with the guy that her daughter has a huge crush on. And that's a shitty move. Speaking of which, there is going to be another script written about Lizzie the daughter. It's probably going to be about the first time that they have sex, the listener and Lizzie. So a lot of people wanted a sequel once I released the audio today. And so, yeah, luckily the writer wants to write that. And I would probably do the Lizzie one too, even though I already played her mother. But see, that's why I don't want to be put in a box, because I want to be able to be Lizzie and her mom, see? But yeah, her mom is not a good person. But I mean, her mom was nice in that she wanted Lizzie to take his virginity and not her. She's like, no, I know you don't love me. You know, love my daughter. And then once you guys have had sex, then fine, then we'll have sex, even if it's tomorrow. But you have to have sex with her first. I love it. And I hate it because she's horrible. I like how she told those sex stories and she brought up the topic of her escapades with Alex so that she could get the listener hard. The guy, the friend hard. I feel weird saying the listener since that would be you. But yeah, she knows what she's doing. And I love that she was an escort. That's something I've always wanted to do that. I mean, I guess that's not really too shocking because of what I do now as it is, but it always seemed like so much fun to me, but not something I would really do, like a fantasy. I guess I would do that. I don't know. I had a fantasy about being that kind of sex worker or hiring one. Like I like both options. I don't need to get too into that in this audio, but that part was fun to talk about just because I'm like, yeah, I want to do that, not in the real world, but like in my fantasy world in my head. Or if I could like have a fantasy world but actually get to live it, like virtual reality, or I don't know. It's late at night. Don't listen to me, I'm rambling. But yeah, this was a fun one to do, and I am gonna do more of the MILF roles. I am, but as I said, I try not to do too many. It's a good way to get followers and do all that, but I mean, that's not what I'm all about anyway, as you guys know. I post enough weird shit that that's not what I'm after. I just like to do what I have fun with. But yeah, don't put me in a box.